99.3 The Vine. Hey, good morning, Drew.
Good morning.
Look, it's morning. We're starting off a little early because we got to catch the cool of the day.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, it's been a boating season, hasn't it? It
sure has.
Man, between bioluminescence and then up and down the river. I guess we should start at our last, because we haven't been on air since we went paddling out at Bio, right?
Well, no, it hasn't. It's been a couple weeks.
That was epic.
Everybody's taking siestas now with this heat.
Yeah, I know, right? It'd be nice out there, though. Actually, today it's like 88 or 90 over at Stinson.
Out at the beach. Oh, that's, yep.
Which is like fine because you can dunk and go, oh, cold. Yeah. And then, oh, hot.
Yeah, the water's cold out there.
But colder. So are you doing any more bio?
Oh, it's the season. Tis the season.
So a whole nother month.
Yeah, two more months. Yep.
Ooh.
So we've got the 24, 25 is a new moon, and then we'll go to October. We'll do the 21st and the 22nd.
Ooh, very nice.
Five on the books, and like nothing more than getting out there. But also, the salmon are going to start running on the Napa River.
Oh, you get excited about those salmon. They're coming.
So once they start running, you know, everything switches on.
So then people will start skiffing more. Because you've got the skiffs out there, too. Those fishing skiffs, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Drew has every kind of kayak made.
Yeah, and the stripers will start. They start running. They come up to spawn about the time champagne starts to be harvested. And then the big dogs, the salmon and the steelhead, run about Cabernet harvest. But those stripers just keep coming, you know. So
yeah,
the
stripers
best is yet to come for those fish. But once they're in the system, it brings the sea lions. You know, the otters get more active. Everything gets more active. And
yeah,
the water just gets clearer and clearer.
Right.
So the birds can, you know, pluck them out, pluck the little guppies out and dive bomb them. And the kingfishers are doing the dive bomb, bam.
I know. I find that very entertaining myself. Watching nature do its thing.
It's fun. It's relaxing. Plus, you can catch fish and get a good workout out there.
Right. And cool off a little bit. Yeah, people wonder. Drew and I were talking about that. It's a little bit cooler when you're paddling because you're not reflecting off the concrete or the asphalt or downtown where it's just it magnifies. It dissipates on the river because the water like absorbs some, and there's a breeze that doesn't, it's unencumbered. It just doesn't get stuck because it's flat. Yeah. So that breeze will come by, and it's always good. Even after I was working Saturday and Sunday in the sun all day long, I came home, took the skiff out just to get that nice cool breeze.
Yeah.
So
you agree. I mean, it's, you live on the river.
Yeah.
I mean, it.
Fall is my favorite season for a reason, because it's the best. It's just fall is the best season to get on the water. Less people, then temperatures are always killer. You know, even when it's hot, you just fall overboard.
Yeah, and there's less wind in the fall too. You know, so the afternoon wind dissipates a little bit.
Yeah, last few days been flat. I mean, just flat water. You see that sunset run I got the other day? It was like orange the whole way back. It's in glass. It's glass, orange, red, glowing. I'm like, well, winter. Every time that happens, I go, winter. Yeah, but it happens all the time.
Yeah,
it's,
that was a beautiful,
it's where we live.
Little video out there. Are we out in the marsh?
Yeah.
Down south?
Yep. Not one down from Drew Slough.
That's right. The horseshoe.
Horseshoe.
Steamboat. You like the steamboat.
I like steamboat. That's right. Steamboat up and around. And I've been able to now paddle. I get up there, just kick the motor up, grab my new paddle, and just start. 3 inches of water is all I need. I can make it through. I was trying to paddle over grass just to see how far I can go over the grass. Pretty far.
Pretty far.
As long as there's enough water to float.
I was out there on Milton, and there's Dungeness crab crawling around in that seagrass along the shoreline.
You saw dungies?
I couldn't believe it. I did a double take. But they spawn all the way up here too. And
really?
When you get the salinities up like we have now.
Right.
They crawl all the way up to that, you know, just inside the mouth there.
Right.
Down on Milton. But there's a lot of life in this thing, man. It's the most biodiverse river in the Bay Area.
It really is.
There's a couple other with the level of biodiversity we have, right? But this is the only one that's been restored.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work over the last 20 years on this river, and the last 10, a lot with the flood diversion and all that, and cleaning it up and dredging. The Army Corps came through and dredged.
They'll be here again in a couple weeks.
Right, they're going to do it again. That's so we can get our big boats downtown. Yeah. That, and they just like to clean it out, keep the road clear.
That's true.
But yeah. I'm looking forward to that. There'll be that day where I go, Drew, can you move all your boats so I can fit? No. Actually, you'd move them.
We move them.
We'll get to that point.
Let them float down to the 3rd Street Bridge. We sent everybody upriver this weekend to Milliken for the most part. We had a nice high tide all weekend.
Oh, it's been a great high tide.
So people were enjoying the shaded northern reach. Some, you know, there's forest all the way up there.
Yeah, and swimming holes. That's why they want to go north. That's where the swimming holes are. See, and eventually you're going to show too many people and they're going to be zooed out. But if you want to know where the swimming holes are, just you know, go see Drew. He'll hook you up with it, whatever you want, a paddleboard, a kayak, a sup, a whatever. If it floats, Drew's probably got it.
Yeah, call me in advance. We'll look at the tide charts, make it, you know, advise routes, make it the best it can be for you. We can schedule that and make sure, you know.
Did you have the best experience possible?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, thanks for stopping by, Drew. Keep it cool, you know.
Stay cool.
You've been in the water so much, man. I'm envious. I'll try and join you this weekend.
Oh, please do.
And anybody else, you can find Drew every day down at the Main Street dock. Just walk down. You'll see him and rent a boat. Go for a paddle. Even if you want to kill an hour, he'll give you a sup for an hour, right?
Yeah, you can come test drive with a bunch of boards to try out different kayaks and pedal drives. Do some test driving.
And go north. Go for a swim. So there you go. If you're too hot, you want to get out on the river, go see Drew and you can cool off. Thanks, Drew.
Thank you.